Hillsburg, a 933-unit mixed-use development proposed for Trafalgar Road, is one step closer to construction. Following staff recommendations during a meeting Thursday evening, Erin Council unanimously approved redesignating 63 and 63A Trafalgar Road from green and recreation lands to residential and greenlands to facilitate more than 900 units in a development planned for Hillsburg. While a report previously proposed the residential development be 799 units, staff said the developer Beechcroft Investments Inc. downsized it to 375 single detached homes, 218th Street townhouses and 68 back-to-back townhouses after residents and council members shared several concerns during a public meeting last spring. However, the town's planning consultant Angela Cibarez clarified during the meeting that the total estimate is closer to 933 units with the addition of low-rise senior housing and apartments. "Seniors housing is needed. We have a lot of seniors who want to stay in the community and there aren't accommodations for them, so I look at these units as a plus," said Mayor Michael Dane. "Hopefully it will be local residents who get first dibs on any accommodations in this development, but that's not just a local problem, it's provincial." Other proposal updates included modifications to the road network design, relocating the future water tower and a park block adjacent to the public school, and other minor adjustments. But Dane said he's concerned some areas around the proposed development will become blind intersections with additional traffic and asked for more traffic lights to be considered in the design. Kathy Aylard also asked for more quality of life things to balance the added density. According to staff, the public and council will have an opportunity to see the more refined plan during a second public meeting in May as this development's land redesignation and zoning bylaw applications, ZBA, were separated. Cibarez said she can't see construction starting until 2025 as it's dependent on the town's wastewater construction, ZBA, county and provincial approval. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.